98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
A brand new prize.
What could it be?
Let's find out.
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new week of Matchy Matchy. This is your favourite game that we play after 8 every morning on 98 FM. It sounds really easy. All you've got to do is send either Rebecca or myself to a very glamorous soundproof booth and try and say the same 3 words as us. You're going to win yourself a lot of prizes if you do it. There's a brand new one in the mix this morning, and here to tell us all is AI Rebecca and Brendan.
It's time to win
with a Matchy Matchy pedicure,
an e-chimenea for your garden,
an electronic dartboard,
a karaoke machine,
a 100 euro laundry voucher,
and it's a strike with a night out bowling in Dublin.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Ooh, a night out bowling.
Bowling, that's
very
fun.
Good, very good. And we have Cahill playing Matchy Matchy this morning. Cahill, where are you this morning?
Hello there. I'm out in Clontarf delivering some stuff.
Ah, fair play to you. Can we ask what you're delivering, Cahill?
We deliver such a wide range of stuff, but it's a lot of stuff for insomnia, you know, coffee cups and stuff like that.
Very good.
So.
Oh,
nice.
God's
one.
Work.
There you go, Cahill. Listen, we all need coffee. Cahill, you're a man of many talents, so you're a delivery driver by day, but what do you do in the night?
I'm a mobile DJ, Rebecca.
A mobile DJ, Cahill.
I am, yeah. I do weddings and 21sts and 30ths and pretty much anything, you know, christening, solar.
What was on this weekend, Cahill?
I did a wedding party Saturday night.
Very good.
Yeah,
Cahill, what song now would you play to get everybody up on the dance floor?
Well, if you want the older crowd up, Rebecca, it's usually Dancing Queen or something like that by ABBA. Yeah. But if you want to get everyone up in the floor, it has to be Maniac 2000, doesn't it?
Of course it does.
The old reliables, the go-tos.
Love it.
Yeah, hit after hit. Cahill, we have to see you sometime.
100%. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
How mobile are you, Cahill?
Oh, very mobile. Mobile as you want.
Good.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Cahill, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I'll play with Brendan, please.
Oh, Brendan's going to the booth. Off he pops. Let's try and get a Matchy Matchy this morning. We haven't actually had one for a couple of weeks now. So, Cahill, maybe today is your lucky day.
Maybe today, Rebecca. Maybe today.
Okay. Your first word this morning is leather.
Boots.
Leather boots.
Yeah.
Your second word is stuffed.
Turkey.
Stuffed turkey, very good. And your third word is long.
Haul.
Long haul. Okay, after leather, you've gone with boots. Then we did stuffed turkey. And after long, you said haul. Cahill, delivery driver and DJ extraordinaire. Are you happy to lock in those 3 words this morning?
Let's do it, Rebecca.
Oh, I love it. We're locking them in. And we are getting our Brendan back into studio from the soundproof booth.
Hello.
Brendan, hello.
Yeah.
How was all in there?
It was lovely. There was just a disco ball hanging out of the ceiling of the
getting
soundproof
ready
booth.
For the bank holiday.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play Matchy Matchy. Brendan, your first word is leather.
Leather sofa.
Leather sofa. Your second word, stuffed.
Stuffed teddy.
Stuffed teddy. And your third word, Brendan, long.
Short.
Short. Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Cahill in Clontarf?
Oh, no!
No! Guys, sadly you didn't get any.
Did we not?
No! Cahill said leather boots, stuffed turkey and long haul.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
They were all brilliant answers.
Yeah, there were many options.
We did, Cahill.
It was lovely chatting to you, Cahill, and
thanks
hopefully we'll get to see
a
DJ sometime.
All the best, folks. Listen, have a great day.
You too,
Colin. Thanks a million
bye
for playing.
Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye-bye.
We'll send you a goodie bag. Did we say that?
We'll send you a goodie bag. Yeah,
you're getting one of them.
Of course
anyway.
We will. If you'd like to play any morning this week in Matchy Matchy and try and match three words with either myself or Brendan, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98
98 98. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Welcome to Never Forget. Every week we look back on the week that was and we see how much we've been paying attention to our own show. It's always the crack. Yeah. Brendan, you actually haven't been in the hot seat for a while.
For a while, yeah.
Well, today is the day.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one.
Yeah.
On Tuesday's Brendan's Bit, there was a story about a piece of planet Mars that was found in the Sahara Desert and sold at auction.
Mm.
How much do you remember it was sold for?
So I can't tell you how much that was sold for, but what I can tell you is that at the same auction, they sold an alleged bone of a dinosaur, and that went for a lot more money.
But
like, I'm going to say the bit of $4 million.
Oh.
Because in the end, the chunk of Mars rock sold for just over €4 million.
No way!
You'd want the certificate, wouldn't you? That was a complete guess.
Brendan, well
That's
done.
That's a total fluke.
Okay, 1 point so far. Moving on to question two. Last Monday, we revealed that Harry Redknapp and Gemma Collins are both rumoured to appear on I'm a Celebrity All-Stars.
Yeah.
But how many days did Gemma stay in the jungle the last time around?
Three?
Gemma Collins is on the verge of landing a mega deal despite quitting the show back in 2014 after just 3 days.
Now,
You're on a roll.
Now, I'm on a roll, but when I tell you this is, I'm chancing my arm here.
Sure, look.
There we go.
It's working. It's working
so far.
Okay, question three. We got a massive laugh on Wednesday's show about a horse with a very important job, helping people wake up from general anaesthetic. But what was the horse's name? You have to know this.
The pony was named Black Pearl. Black Pearl is part of a team called Mini Therapy Horses. So if you can picture this, right, you've just woken up from general anaesthetic, and beside your bed, there's a teeny tiny pony standing there.
It was the best story of last week. Okay, so 3 out of 3 so far. You're doing very well.
Thank you.
Next up,
yeah.
In the news, there was a list of items left on board Irish Rail trains.
Mm-hmm.
A bag of what food was left alongside two ukuleles, an inflatable Jesus, and a Christmas tree?
I think it was a bag of spuds.
Emma in News was chatting about the lost items that were found on Irish Rail services last year, including two ukuleles, a bag of spuds, a Christmas tree, and an inflatable Jesus. So random.
It was the inflatable Jesus that really tickled us.
Also, how'd you just leave a Christmas tree?
I don't know. How'd you get a Christmas tree onto the train in the first place?
This is it. Okay, your final question to try and get 5 out of 5 this Monday morning and never forget.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, we were discussing the prospect of the new James Bond once again. Honestly, every week. It's just content.
Gift that
keeps on giving for me and Worldwide Rep. Mm. Producers are very keen to cast a James Bond that's under 30.
Mm.
But the latest tip shared a birth year with yourself, Brendan. But can you remember what his name is? Who is the unknown actor linked to the role of 007?
No, I can't. I have no idea who that man is. I'm sorry.
Let's take a listen.
I'm just on his Wikipedia here, right? Scott Rose Marsh was born the same year as me, 1988. So that he's out.
Scott Rose Marsh. Remember the name.
Yes.
4 out of 5 this morning in Never Forget, Brendan.
Yeah, not too shabby considering I guessed half of that now.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.